V.
And Alex.
Before bed. Alex, do you see anything new today?
Yeah, you changed your hairstyle. It looks amazing.
Did I?
Yeah. You dyed it pink. You're wearing it up, like, straight up, like a mohawk. No, it's not pink. It's more like purple color. But I like it. It looks very cool. It looks very Dragon Ball Z.
Did you have some mushroom earlier?
Yeah.
Why didn't you share?
I had some mushrooms on the pizza.
You had a mushroom on your own. Anyway, we shouldn't say that in case people thought it's true.
Nobody knows.
I mean, this one. Do you like on the top of our hat, there has a huge microphone. And now we don't need to move out of the bed to have the conversation. Is that amazing? It's truly,
do
literally
I like having a microphone, a giant microphone arm over our bed? No. It looks like I'm about to be put into the Matrix.
Okay, so now we will not disturbed by the moving, by the laughing anymore. We can move the bed if we want. The sound.
Well, thank God we have so many sponsors, because this podcast will certainly pay for the cost of this microphone.
I will try to laugh as much as possible to test if it's really stable.
It's very stable.
Okay.
It's really stable.
Okay. Go back to our deep conversation before bed.
Okay.
I had a topic for you, and this topic is from a TED Talk, and I love this one, and I save it in my favorite list and listen to it over and over again.
Why is it called TED Talk?
Whenever I feel sad.
Is there a guy named Ted? Or like,
and then
does it stand for something?
Yeah, TED Talk.
Is really?
No.
You don't know?
It's short for something, TED.
Teaching Educational Dynamics.
Maybe.
No.
I give you 5 seconds to check.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'll check.
Yeah, I'm such a bad host. I cannot explain the source. So let's see.
Technology, entertainment, design.
Okay. So at the very beginning, they even didn't want to share about social sciences, and
that's covered by design.
Design?
I don't know.
Okay.
Now
we know.
Anyways.
Anyway, yeah, go back to this TED Talk. And this TED Talk brought to us by Dr.
Nike. Wear the shoe of champions, Nike.
Thank you, Nike. Whoever a person has the last name Key and first name Nye. Okay, so Professor Robert Waldinger. You really confused me. Okay.
Professor Robert Waldinger.
Anyway, he's talking about a study, and I love his soft voice, so let me try to do that, not making loud. You know what? The research that he was talking about has a name, the Harvard Study of Adult Life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea when you hear that topic, that name?
It's about sex.
That's all about adult life?
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible.
Netflix.
No.
Dieting.
Huh?
Diet?
No.
Well, I give up.
It's about happiness.
Well, we should have talked about children's life.
Happy adult.
Adult life is full of misery.
So, the research question, the big one, is what make people feel happy when they are all growing up?
Mm-hmm.
I will give you some of the interesting information first.
This and is then the boring long information second.
I want to do that over again. It's so long, and we even didn't say anything important.
I can't just not talk. What do you want from me? Just cut it down.
Going back. That would be a long night if you don't focus. This is very long research.
I won't talk for like 2 minutes, okay?
You just.
I'm just letting you know. I'm not going to talk for 2 minutes. Do you have 2 minutes? You better get out as much as you can.
Oh my goodness.
Because after that, I'm going to have a lot to say.
So, the research is really long. It's already took place for 75 years and it's still happening. I want to raise it here so that we can have a conversation more than just talk about that research. So, Robert, yes. The very lovely professor, started the talk by give us some information about the Millennium Generation.
Mm-hmm. The Millennium Falcon.
He asked them what their life goal, what is the definition to be happy in life. They chose to be rich
and famous.
And they chose to be famous.
Okay.
However, Robert and his team already involved in and maybe still running a project from Harvard University to follow up and research 724 men in 75 years to know what happy in life means for these men.
And they said?
And the result is relationship.
That's what it's illustrating, is that there's a difference between what people want
and the research
what they actually makes them happy, right?
Yeah. They researched a group of men.
Yeah.
Two groups of men from 19.
Yeah.
When they started. And now they're 75 years later. So they already 90. Mm-hmm. Is that? 94?
Yeah.
So there's two group of people. One is sophomore's year student from Harvard University.
Yeah.
And another group is a group of men was growing up in a poor area in Boston. And they see the same result. The people that have happy relationship live longer and happier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still happening. They still send out the questionnaire or invited these men to come to the interview to continue to have more outcomes. Okay, so we took millions of minutes just to make the context. Yeah. Can we do the podcast all over again?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so I remember that I listened to this TED Talk many times, but sometimes I still like persuade myself that being rich and having a lot of money and being successful in careers is important for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that thank you for being here by my side, because you are one of the happiness that I realize it every day. But I put it aside to take advantages of it, like take it for granted, right? Right. I didn't really focus on, okay, the relationship between me and Alex here, especially when I'm alone in Canada, he's my family.
Yeah.
And then my friends and then my colleagues. I forgot to invest time for these things, but keep thinking about having new projects, have better profile, adding more incomes into my accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and stress myself out and got angry and got disappointed many times and involve you in the story, right? So I feel I'm lucky because you're really patient. What else? You already ran away? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, that's my feeling. To share with you, to talk it out loud. To say it out loud for you to understand my feeling.
And so nice.
We can listen to the TED Talk together. He's really nice.
I want to say it was really funny when you were trying to imitate his voice, because you tried to imitate a soft voice, but you can't.
I forgot. Because you make me forget.
No, I'm just saying you can't make your voice soft. Your voice always loud. That's why when you talk about people outside and you think that they can't hear you. Hey Alex, look at that guy. That's how you talk. You talk like this. You can't talk that loud when people right in front of you. They know exactly what you're saying. Hey Alex, that guy. Did you see that guy? Right there. That's your soft voice.
No. Yeah. Nobody heard that.
They're just being polite because they see, oh, she's just a cute girl, I'm not going to get angry.
And you know, do you remember the content most of the time? Hey, this is Wesley. This is Brad.
You think everybody would like
that. That's Corey.
I'm grateful for our relationship too. It's a light in these very tough times.
Which tough time?
Coronavirus.
And career stress.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Raining outside is it's a nice Friday.
Yeah.
But, I'm happy that we have a new microphone so that we can have hand-free.
Oh, that's true.
Laugh whatever we want to laugh.
The other one was really annoying to
hold. Yeah, we need to hold it on the belly. So yeah. When we laugh, it's shaking because our belly keeps shaking.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, goodbye, everybody. Nyungong.
You really want to end it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now I will turn it off and then we have another podcast right away.
No.
Wait, please.